What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Would you like some vodka, please, is what Lee just asked. Lee.
I almost took him up on it.
Really? It's so early already.
I know.
All right.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
Chuck Wicks. Okay, here we go. All right, we're back.
We always say we're back.
I know, because
every other week.
Because we're gone a lot. So we got to be back. You know, have you guys been following Yellowstone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fell asleep in episode 4, so don't ruin it for me. But I'm back. I'm in. I'm back on Yellowstone too. I don't know. I guess sorry.
Okay.
Was that English?
I don't know. It wasn't. But I really want one of those Yellowstone like hats, like the structured hat I'm wearing. Mm. I think it was actually episode 4. They start with it. You know, the guy that got like sent away to Texas because he broke his neck and wasn't listening to rules.
Yes.
He's the hat that has it on. I'm like, I'm sure that's online, but do I need it? No. Is it probably $60? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Will I think about buying it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here you we should. Are.
I thought Lainey Wilson, I think Lainey Wilson does a fantastic job in it.
My girl crush on Lainey Wilson is just exponentially growing by day.
And strong, isn't
she's
it?
She's having, first of all, a lot of success. Like she's, didn't sweep the CMAs, but it felt like she did.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know. I feel like a guest spot on the biggest show essentially on TV right now, like actual TV show instead of a streaming show.
Is she on the whole season?
I think so. I mean, she says I'm not her, but it says that her character is in season 5, like within the whole time, but she's not. She only pops up here and there. She's not like a main character.
I only saw the first episode.
Oh, we don't want to ruin it.
So, but how many has she been on? Is she on
two, right?
She's been on two, yeah.
Two of four?
So maybe she's just one of those like repeat characters that shows up sporadically. Because that one dude is like feeling her.
Yeah.
So I feel like that love romance is going to blossom.
Is she married in real life? No, single?
No, she's single.
Ready to mingle.
She's single and ready to mingle, girl.
I don't know if she doesn't have, I don't think she has a boyfriend. Oh.
Okay, over there. Who brought Abby today?
We know, Abby.
What happened? What?
What?
Also, Abby, tell everybody about your experience at Shiners when the block agency was there.
Oh, can we talk about that? Do you remember this last podcast where you tried to convince me to go there
because
there were going to be guys?
There was.
Where?
I texted Abby stage? And I asked her, I was like, where did it go? She's like, not one model showed up. And I was like, that's pure Chuck.
Actually, that's not true. And if there's any models that are listening to this right now that were at that event, I'm sorry. I apologize because there were models there and maybe you just didn't find them attractive.
I did not see any. I saw the guys that worked. at the modeling agency.
No, there was definitely models there.
With their wives?
Well, I mean, I didn't know that they were going to not be single. I just assumed.
Where were they? Like a VIP section?
No, they were, I mean.
Backstage?
It was.
In the parking lot. Down the street on Broadway.
Just saying.
How many models do you want to choose from?
A lot.
All you need is one.
Just takes one.
There was one that, remember the one I get that, because you were sitting with Cassie, my wife.
Are you okay today? I feel like all of your sentences were a little.
I don't know. Back.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just checking in on you.
I don't know if it's an aneurysm. Yeah, okay,
I know. I'm starting to get nervous. Anyways, sure. So you were saying Cassie. Keep going.
You were sitting with Cassie. Mm-hmm. And then there was a moment in the show where I called up this guy and I go, oh my God, you look straight out of a Hallmark movie.
Yes. Oh, and he was.
See, he was beautiful, right?
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, there's my wife right there.
So I don't.
I even said it out loud to her. I was like, oh my, who is that?
See?
To the wife?
No,
to Cassie.
To my wife.
Yeah. And then.
I wish it was his wife. That would have been even funnier. Oh my God, who is that? Oh, my husband.
That would be my luck. I'd just walk out. You'd
be like, well, God bless you, ma'am. Yeah, good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Great job. Wow. Congratulations on your luck.
So that was my time. But we were sitting up above. So maybe that was a bad idea.
That's your problem. She's sitting, first of all, now it makes sense. So to clarify, you were sitting in the mezzanine section.
Yes.
Where you're overlooking people and all you see is the back of their heads. So
you can tell a lot from the back of the head.
You can.
Really?
Yes.
Can you?
What can you tell? What can you tell?
Listen, Sammy. I'm not participating. I wasn't there, so I don't know. You tell me, Abs.
I don't know.
I feel like, weird. I mean, I feel like you can tell someone's not attractive.
What's a bigger catfish, sunglasses or hats? I think for chicks, it's sunglasses, but for dudes, ooh, it's hats.
Yep,
really?
Hats. Oh, my God. I will not roast someone on here because it's a public figure and it's a public podcast, but there is a specific man that comes to mind.
Country
that
artist?
Looks like, yes, that
country
looks
artist?
Significantly different if he's not wearing a hat than versus when he is.
I know who you're talking about.
I mean, so, quite a few.
I know who you're talking about.
But there are also men who take their hat off and they still look good. You know what I mean? I feel like a hat makes you, like, you could be a solid 4. You put a backwards hat on, easily a 7.5.
Is that not crazy?
Yes.
That's what I'm like weary of when I'm on dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
If every single picture
has a hat on, I'm like, this dude has no hair. Which is fine. I like bald dudes. However, show me your bald head. Don't freaking catfish me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, is it possible? I'm sweating. Did you take your jacket off?
I'm sweating in here.
Is it possible to ever meet someone that looks worse with a hat on?
No.
Really?
No.
No.
It's just
simply.
So you think only hats make someone look more attractive? A hat will never make someone look less attractive.
I think so.
Interesting.
I've done a lot of research. I've been dating since I was like 15 and I'm 32 and I have one egg left. So I feel like I've looked at a lot of men with hats.
I only had one sperm in Tucker.
Hey, there you go. Hey, again, all it takes is one.
That's right.
Is that the theme of this podcast?
All it takes is one.
Another one is if they don't show their teeth in any picture.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what are you hiding?
See, but like, I don't know, because sometimes I am a culprit. Is that the word? I don't know. Like, English. You're wearing off on me.
Sorry.
I smile with my mouth closed often. But I also had fugly ass teeth until I was like 25. So maybe that's why.
That's what it is. It sticks with you. I chipped my tooth. You know, Dumb and Dumber, right? Mm-hmm. One of my favorite movies. The Ace Ventura, Jim Carrey's character in Dumb and Dumber, Lloyd Christmas, mm-hmm. chipped his tooth. That chipped tooth that he had, mm-hmm. I chipped my tooth the exact same way when I was 11, and then I re-chipped it when I was 13.
Do you think they can hear the rain right now?
So we are doing this podcast.
In a tornado, apparently.
Yeah, no, there is a big tornado warning right now.
I did hear that.
Why are
I
we in
hear...
a glass house?
I don't know.
Jesus, how dumb are we?
Well, I didn't think about that.
If we're going to go, let's make it quick.
Honestly, take me out one swoop. I do not want to limp away from this. You know what I mean? Make it quick.
Anyway, but to, when I chipped my tooth,
yes.
Okay, I didn't get it fixed for a while. Because... Well, I think it was I don't know if it was a financial thing or like me getting an appointment with the dentist, whatever it was, it made me not want to smile. So it made me like, like super aware and
self-conscious.
Yeah. Thank you. Of it. So I didn't smile, and then I chip it again. And then, so between 11 and 14, I'm like, I'm not smiling because I feel like my teeth are not attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's, so I, to this day, I don't really smile a lot in pictures. I smirk.
I kind of noticed that.
Yeah. I just smirk.
So you're just kind of like,
yeah.
Old habits die hard, baby.
That's right.
I had a giant gap in between my two front teeth, and my teeth were just the most heinous things ever. Mm. And my adult purchase when I got like a job as an adult was LASIK eye surgery and Invisalign. Because I was over feeling, and my cousins and like my family, like, it's so cute though. It's like your, what do they call it? Like your, not your character, but your, like.
It's you. It's your person.
No, there's a word for it. And I'm like, anyways, if you want it, you can have it, but I don't want it. So I fixed it.
Well, I think, yeah. And I think you should, if you want to, if it makes you feel better. But there's some people that have had made huge careers around it. Like Jewel.
Yeah, Michael Strahan.
Make Michael Strahan.
And that's fine. Okay. But here's the thing is that. I mean, I don't know. I guess I've never seen Michael Strahan's mouth up close, but like,
I think he finally did fix it. Remember?
Of course. Okay. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is that even I was literally going to say his teeth were fine. There's nothing wrong with having a space in between your teeth. The millions of people have it. I hated it about my mouth, and someone who went all the way as much as Michael Strahan as he, what is he on, like Good Morning America or whatever, makes a couple dollars. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do? Close this gap in between my teeth. And it was like his statement piece. No, that's not the word. What am I looking for?
I know what you're saying.
I don't.
This is crazy. He does.
Signature. Oh God. I knew it was an S. That was hard to get there. But yeah, my cousins would be like, it's like your signature. Okay. Well, you can have it. I don't want it. Like you can take the signature, babe. Anyways, that's smiling. How do we even get on that?
I don't know.
We were talking about models.
Oh,
and then
and hats and catfishing, yes. Sunglasses. Yes. Yeah. Okay,
so this is going to be a All It Takes One podcast. Only Takes One podcast. Plus, what's the word I'm looking for? What are you doing?
I'm just hot too.
It is very warm in here.
Like, what happened?
Well, when we shut that door, then it's just like recycled breath.
Oh, shallow. I was going to say this is Shallow's podcast. All we're doing is talking about looks.
Wow, welcome back. Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like, well, the thing about dating apps, like Abby was saying, they are shallow. What am I going to judge this off? They're like, they're prompts.
Well, I think that's an initial thing anyway. You, even when you walk into a bar, your initial thing is like, am I attracted to that person?
Correct. And I do feel like there's no harm in that. When people like hate on that, like, well, then what's your type? Like, I don't have a type. My type is whether or not I'm attracted to you. And I feel like you can't fake that. I can't like pretend as though I find you attractive if I don't find you attractive. Like, don't be mad at me.
Can you mentally be attracted to someone and not physically be attracted to someone?
Yes.
No.
You can mentally be attracted to someone, not physically?
Okay. So
I think that's a definition of friendship.
Well, okay. Let me go next step. Can you, okay, if you're physically attracted to someone, then obviously like, oh, let's go make out. No problem. And you can be like, they could be dumb as bag of rocks and you're fine. You're just making out with them. So the reverse is, can you mentally be attracted to someone, but because you're mentally attracted to them, you can bypass the fact that you're not physically attracted to them and still make out.
I think you can give the old college try, but that's not sustainable.
True.
Because I feel like this is my exact life. All summers hanging out with this kid, so hot. What a waste of good looks. That dude sucked. And he still sucks. Like, I kept giving him chances and I was like, this, like, and he would prove me right. And I'm like, okay, Sammy, this is on you. And then there was a kid after that that I was like, wow, there's nothing wrong with him. Like, he's great. He's cute. He's fine. But there was something that was missing. And I was like, this is
teeth.
No, he had teeth. He had teeth. But I just feel like you can't fake that. Like, if there's no va-va-voom at the beginning, it's only going to get worse from there.
Well, what I meant by not showing your teeth, you're going to have to show when you walk up to me. So why are you hiding
something
now?
Why surprise me?
Yeah, why? Like, just lay it all out there.
Right.
In your pictures.
But I also feel like, what is it? Dudes in general don't like take a lot of pictures of themselves unless they're like Chuck. But, you know.
Listen, I will say this. I used to take some thirst traps. Pictures,
but you were single and you
but
should.
I was single, and
remember
it worked.
You did a whole music video of like rolling around on the beach with your shirt undone or something like that.
Did I?
Wait, what were?
Wait,
the...
didn't we watch that here?
Yeah.
What's happening?
What? Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Which one?
He's pretending like he doesn't remember.
On.
Yeah.
Or like a white shirt and it was see through.
Yeah, and you're like rolling and frolicking on the shore of a beach.
That was for People Magazine.
Okay, it still happened, bud.
like, for the most beautiful people issue.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so my exact point, most dudes do not take pictures unless they're like Chuck. So I will give them the benefit of the doubt that maybe these were the best photos they had to choose from. Like, I'm not going to hate on that. Okay. I get that.
True.
However, no one in your life has taken a photo of you with your teeth. Like, come on. You have at least one. Because
you look the same. Look different. Yes. Like, look excited in one.
Oh, my God. They do, like, one group photo. Then it's, like, a blurry one of their car. Then their dog. And two prompts. I'm like, who are you? What do you look like? Do you have bodies in your basement? I'm not going to swipe yes to this. Anyways.
I probably dating apps.
I probably don't look like my... Well, that's not true. My dating app is my Instagram, basically.
Oh my gosh, you know what mine was real quick?
Jesus.
I forgot. I reactivated my Bumble after 3 years. And I feel like I look a little better now than I used to in 3 years ago. And so I did like a reverse catfish to the guy.
Love it.
He was probably like, oh, okay.
He's like, wow, you look great. Like, I feel like that's it's a glow up.
Yeah.
You had a pandemic glow. Good
for
you.
Or I just picked like really bad pictures. I don't know.
You know what?
I was like, neither here nor there. Why did I do these?
I've never been on Bumble, I don't think. I only have done Hinge. But that's it.
He's so checked out. Okay.
I'm just waiting for you guys to get done about dating apps because I have zero.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Consider yourself lucky, pal.
I think I almost did it. I almost did a dating app. But that was when they were brand new.
Yeah. Farmersonly.com?
I went on a date from a dating app.
I would do farmersonly.com.
I'd go on there.
Man,
do you have to be a chick farmer or you're just into farmers?
I think you're just into the outdoors, basically.
Oh. Get me on it.
Yeah, get on it.
I'm going to.
You know what? If you can ride a horse, you know what I'm saying?
You can ride a cowboy.
Save a horse. Ride a cowboy. What? Hold on. Okay. All right. I don't want to say this too loud.
No, don't. Just stop. I already stop it. Stop it.
She has headphones on.
It doesn't matter. She's right there. All stop right. it.
Listen. Somebody walked in. We don't know who she is. So we're in Glass House Studios, and we're normally like we know everybody that works here.
They have tolerated us for 2 years screaming during their workday, so I think that
whoever it just came in. She sat down. She's got a book bag. She's not in school. I can guarantee you that. And she's got head. And it's just weird.
Should we say hi to her?
No.
Okay, let's move on. Okay. Anyways, what were you waiting to talk to us about?
What was I
going to
say? Okay. This Sunday, December 4th, if you want to be a part of giving back to St. Jude.
Ooh.
Okay? Love St. Jude. Been to the hospital many times, visited it, took the tours, saw the doctors, saw the kids. It's a great place. They save lives, truly save lives. So, Unicorn for Christmas is my Christmas movie. I have not watched it yet.
Purposely not watched it on Hulu because I want to watch it at Woolworth?
Woolworth Theater. Same. The Woolworth. I have not watched it either.
You really haven't.
I haven't.
I don't know if I believe that.
I tried to watch it on Hulu. Avery, my 11-year-old, said, don't watch it yet. Wait till the premiere.
Well, Avery's correct. So
I'm waiting.
Is Avery coming?
Yes.
I have not seen Avery since literally the dawn of time.
Avery's coming. My whole family's coming. Tucker's going to be there. It's his birthday, by the way, December 4th. It's going to be two. It's going to be two. So come to the premiere. Super kid friendly because it's a kid's Christmas movie. By the way, Reese Witherspoon, she did a story on it. Yes. She's got like 26 million followers. She did a story on it.
You mean an Instagram story?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant she like wrote
a
story.
She goes, you want to see a great movie for the kiddos, Unicorn for Christmas. Oh, by the way, my niece is in it. That's why she did it.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt to have Reese Witherspoon as an aunt.
I know. So Abby Witherspoon, she's in the movie. She's one of the main characters. I'm one of the other main characters. I played her dad in the
Perfect.
Movie.
Perfect. So anyway, basically Reese Witherspoon's best friend.
Super. Yeah, kind of. Not really.
I'm joking. That was sarcasm. I was trying to give you props. Go for it.
But anyway, so if you want to come, I just did a story on my Instagram. Was that Irish
that
almost? I just did a story on my Instagram.
It's getting worse.
Lucky chance.
It's getting worse. It's just retire it. Are you really that bad at accents? How are you going to be an actor?
Well, I'm just going to play Americans.
Okay. We'll just stick with what we know. America.
Oh, God.
America.
Anyway, so you go to the Woolworththeater.com. You can find it on there, or you can go to Access. That's where you get the tickets. AXS.com.
Can't wait.
Put in Unicorn.
Are you coming?
Just put in Woolworth Theater.
It'll yeah.
What that time was is not this? Convincing. 4 o'clock on Sunday.
4 o'clock. The movie starts at 5. So here's the fun part, right? If you bring your kiddos, this is fun. We are encouraging all the kiddos to dress up in, it's a pajama red carpet.
What about adults?
Adults can wear pajamas too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Cassie
That's
is.
Cute.
Love it. Yeah. I mean, I don't have any kids, so I feel like I'll just look like a creepy adult wearing pajamas around children.
Go to Walmart, Target, find yourself a unicorn pajama.
No. I have the pajamas. I'm saying I don't have kids. So I'm going to show up in my pajamas without kids. No, it's like stranger danger.
You can pretend Tucker's yours.
Okay. What is Cassie going to do then? Hold you?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
This is going downhill quickly.
She's going to hold me.
I'll hold Avery.
Aw.
She's Avery, like taller than me now, Avery's, but I'll give her a piggyback ride.
Avery's bringing like 11 of her friends. We got our stretch limo.
Wait, is it Avery's birthday or Tucker's?
Well, we're getting, because she was an extra in the movie.
Oh, right. I do remember this now. Oh, so it's like her movie premiere.
Yeah, so we're kind of like letting her roll.
Oh, I'm going to ask her for her autograph. Do you think she'll give it to me?
100%.
I feel like that would embarrass her in front of her friends. Would it not? I feel like I'll just wait until it's just us.
Who knows?
In front of the fam. I'll embarrass her in front of her family, not her friends, you know?
All right, if you go to AXS.com, AXS.com, just put in Woolworth Theater in the search bar and it will come up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
That's a good idea. I love that. To raise money, right?
Yes, for St. Jude. $25 a ticket. And then St. Jude will be there giving out t-shirts, the St. Jude pins. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a good day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good day to give back. Also, it's a good day because it's Tucker's birthday. So,
wow, I can't believe he's 2.
I know.
That's wild.
Remember when he was in here in December when he was just born?
Still a fetus.
I can't
just
believe
outside
that.
The womb.
You like passed him. She like passed him over to you and he's like
nothing.
A potato.
He was so tiny.
A sweet potato.
I love him so much.
Me too. He's so cute.
So who's the country star that you don't want to say looks horrible?
First of all, I never said that. I said significantly different.
Oh.
Yeah.
So with the hat, you would date him without...
No, he still sucks. I'm just saying he looks significantly different.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes. You know exactly. Okay. I feel like that's like common knowledge.
That too.
What? Oh, yeah. So we all know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like alarming.
That's like what I automatically...
Yeah, it's like alarming.
So
if you do a quick Google search, you'll figure it out.
Yeah. You can figure it out. All right. Well, I mean, listen, we're just What are we doing? Are we judging his looks now? What are we doing?
I said was a hat is like a catfish for a man. And I'm sure it is for a woman too. I don't know. I don't really date chicks, so I'm not sure if that's a different look. But I've heard that sunglasses do that. But I feel like sunglasses do that to men and women. So I feel like it's unfair to say chicks.
I will say, I know the person you're talking about. We've all confirmed it. I will say I remember so well when he came out, not out of the closet. It sounded like when he came out of the closet.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Not only does he look different with a hat off, when he came out with his first single and he walked his first red carpet, he decided to walk it without a hat.
And then nobody knew who
and
he was.
No one knew who he was.
You want to know who has this, but is the reverse that I've heard. I mean, I heard this from him, but we're not pals.
For the record, this is not Kenny Chesney.
No, but Kenny does look significantly different without a hat on.
But he's worn it. He's worn when he first started.
His cowboy hat is like his signature move. So even when you see him wearing a baseball hat, you're like, who's this dude? Like he could literally, I mean, I wouldn't say he could.
You basically gave away who it is with your clue.
Really?
The red carpet clue?
I mean, yeah, that's basically just like, remember that one time?
Oh my God.
Do you want to know who has this, but it's like the opposite, is Dustin Lynch said that if he wants to blend in, he takes his hat off.
Yeah.
Because, and I feel like Dustin is on the same wavelength of Kenny, is that it's like part of their character on stage. Mm-hmm. So when they take that off, they look like everybody else.
That's right.
So, you know, that's what I'm saying. You look significantly different. It's not better or worse. It's a catfish. You look different when you have a hat on.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because dudes typically have shorter hair. Maybe that's why. Because I feel like chicks look the same with hats or without them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was good. Thank you so much for contributing. You're the one that brought this back up. Like, I was over this part of the conversation.
No,
and now we moved
on. I'm staring at you because you're wearing a hat.
I look like a bag of smashed potatoes right now. So,
we're all wearing hats right now.
I put a hat on when I want to just like be incognito and I don't want anybody to realize how.
All right, let's all take our hats off.
Jesus, no.
My hair is going to be so flat.
I went to a workout. It's like slick to my head and then I rearranged a warehouse. There's no way I'm taking my hat off. Right. You wear a hat every day and I've told you 355 times that you have a good head of hair and you shouldn't wear a hat every day.
All right, I'm going to stop wearing a hat.
You're not. I know that's a lie. I'm not saying you have to do that. I'm just saying maybe mix it up.
Are you my sister? I feel like you would be my sister in real life.
I don't know that you have one of those, but I could talk to our parents. Yeah, see what's going on.
You could talk to our parents? Yeah. That's funny.
We have separate parents, right?
Did you pull any news for me?
What do you think?
Nope.
No!
I didn't. I have news.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm going on tour with Old Dominion.
Oh, now you can finally tell us?
Hey.
I can.
All right.
I got the paperwork.
Okay, now, fresh off the press.
Yeah, this is the first time I've said it publicly. I mean, like, my friends and family kind of knew because, obviously, I got off the Kenny tour in, when was that, August? Mm-hmm. And I had kind of floated the idea of it because I met them out this summer. They were opening for Kenny, so I got to know their touring team. And they offered me kind of, not like officially, they just kind of like, hey, would you ever come out on the road with us? And I was just like, sure. However, I was already in the process of another job interview that required like a trial run. So I wanted to stick with that because I had already kind of committed to that. And I wanted to see it through because what if I wanted this other job that I was interviewing for? I didn't really know. I had no idea what I wanted. I want to keep an open mind, but I wanted to obviously have some sort of employment because bills are real and so is stress. So, long story even longer, I finished the trial and ultimately in my heart, I knew that I wasn't done with touring and I feel like touring has an expiration date when you are a 32-year-old single woman. You know, I don't really want to be like a 42-year-old single woman, but you know, maybe I will be out on the road because I might fall in love with it even more. But I think you either have it or you don't to be on tour. It's definitely a unique lifestyle. It is definitely geared toward men. It is. It's much easier to be a dude on the road.
So what are you doing on the road for him?
So it's a new role and it will be some sort of a combination between, I'm working in their production office. So I will, from what I can gather, and you know what, ask me again in February after I've had a few shows under my belt and maybe I'll know more, but a lot of like hospitality and making sure everybody has their tickets and their guests are taken care of. And there's a pre-show shot with Old Dominion. It's like their thing before they do any show, making sure everybody has the shot, making sure that the buses are stocked with snacks, making sure that we have post-game fuel, like the whole nine yards of I'm old. I'm like a mom. I'm Old Dominion's mom. But I mean, that sounds weird. But like, you know, taking care of the people on the road and making sure that the wheels are greased and we're doing all the right things. This is what I imagine. This is what I've been described. I could be very incorrect because it is a new role, like I said. So there aren't defined, very like specific defined roles that I'll be taking over per se. I'm kind of like absorbing off of the tour manager and the other production assistant and like the stage manager, like their responsibilities and just essentially another set of hands to be able to help. Because if you guys have been following along with Old Dominion, they are on the No Bad Vibes tour kicking off in January, and it goes all the way basically through the summer, and they have a few festivals that they're going to, I feel like. I don't even really know the whole schedule, which is, I know, crazy.
Do you get paid salary by the show?
I am a salaried employee.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was a big draw because, again, I'm not a 24-year-old dude. I am a 32-year-old woman, so I wanted to kind of make sure that I had some stability in the fact that I would be traveling across. Y'all, I have never been to Canada a day in my life. I will be in Canada three separate times by the time March rolls around.
I feel sorry.
Is that the most insane thing ever? I need to get some winter boots.
Be careful if you. They may, sometimes they don't let you in.
What?
Zach Brown Band. You see Zach Brown Band?
No, what happened?
They didn't let him into Canada.
When?
This whole band. Sam. Yeah, some of his band.
When?
And Sam, right?
Huh?
And Sam Hunt.
Oh, and Sam Hunt?
Wait, when? Where was I?
Canada. Listen, when I went to. First of all, let me get this out of the way. Canada's beautiful. That's where I asked my wife to marry me.
I remember that.
And beautiful. But even when we were crossing over into, what do they call it? At the airport?
Customs.
Okay. So we had to talk to the guy, the trooper. Looks like he came straight off a horse. And he gave us a hard time.
About what?
Just coming to Canada with too much luggage.
What does that even mean? Going to Canada, dude.
Oh, what's in the luggage? Why do you have so much luggage in there? I'm like,
because I'm going on vacation, dude. Like, what, do you show up with one bag?
There's only, he goes, how come you have four pieces of luggage? There's only two of you. I'm like, well,
we didn't realize there was a limit.
I'm like, because we're going skiing.
And have you ever seen how much a puffy coat takes up in a suitcase?
I like, it's got all of our ski stuff in it.
Well, that's the other thing I'm nervous about is that I am used to packing for a summer tour, which, as we all know, summer clothing is much lighter and less. And obviously there's not a lot of room in a tour bus. And I'm just like, I'm going to be the only chick. So I don't want to be that girl that brings all the shit. But guess what, honey? I ain't being cold. We're going to Canada. I will bring whatever I need to bring to be warm.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't pack like that.
I got really good at packing. I almost thought, like, people are like, how do you even do this? First of all, packing cubes. Second of all, you get so efficient. And as like the schedule goes on, you learn what you need and what you don't need. I feel like the first tour date and the first week out on the road is the hardest because you're just like running blind. I am kind of sad, though, because some of my friends are going back out with Kenny. He announced a tour, too. And I'm like, oh, miss you. Love you. See you on the next one. I don't know.
With, like, the Blue Tier Bay?
Yeah, but just, like, Kenny in general. Just, like, the whole crew. So, yeah.
Are they all, is Old Dominion all married now? Are they all married or seeing people?
I don't know the answer
actually,
to that.
Yeah, you shouldn't answer that. You work for them now.
I think so, but I don't know. I mean, even if I did know, I probably wouldn't say anything.
True.
If I'm being honest.
All right, that's fair.
But I don't at this point.
That was a test. We'll see if you're a good employee.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right. Well, congratulations. This
thank
is
you.
Awesome. Hold on.
Woohoo!
That's not it. That's not it. Nope, that's not it. Nope, here it is. Nope, that, now we're laughing at you. Oh, we don't have any cheers.
Do we have? We have the air horn. Oh.
No.
You
no.
took the air horn off.
Start spread.
Right. Well, we did.
Start spreading the news.
Hey!
Yeah! You're going out on the road.
Yes, I am.
And you're going to work for Old Dominion.
Great
vibe. That Sammy's going to lose her mind in the winter cold.
Probably.
That was good.
Thank you for that impromptu performance. Yeah. I can tell you've been working on your stage presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
A little Mason Shiner came out right there. The problem is that Mason Shiner is Chuck Wicks. Chuck Wicks is Mason Shiner. How do you get into character?
Finkel is Einhorn.
I basically just show up on the stage.
That's from Ace Ventura.
You always do movie references that I just don't know.
Ace Ventura? You're a millennial, Abby.
I know, but I'm not good at, like,
what movies did you watch as a kid?
What?
What movies did you watch as a kid? I feel like that was a staple,
like,
in childhood.
Disney? I don't know.
Okay. Well, moving on. Anyways, did you find any news or are we just skipping?
I was looking at news. Oh, I did get distracted.
What is wrong with you?
Let's see here.
One job. She wins one CMA award.
I check out.
Next thing you know, who cares about Chuck's podcast?
Not true.
Love country. Talk Chuck to doesn't. Chuck. Good.
What do you mean? What kind of question? Is that a rhetorical question? Was I not supposed to answer?
Why are you so mean to me?
That was not mean. That was
I would say if we were, this is what I know about this podcast.
Okay, tell us.
This
lay it
is
on
what
us.
I really know. This is what I'm in my heart. I believe this to the core. To the core. If we were to get our own weekend show,
you would have to show up
on the radio to the masses, and we came prepared.
Who's we, buddy?
Not what? Listen.
Yeah.
Well, okay. because okay. Here it's like loosey goosey. It's a podcast. We just, you know, we can cuss. We can, you know, just be.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm just saying in general.
Yes.
If we take what we got and we make it a little more uniformed and a little more on purpose, this show would crush.
My question is, why don't we just do that?
I put it in the universe.
Yeah, who do we talk to for that?
I'm not talking about the weekend radio show part. I'm talking about showing up and being uniformed and giving a fuck. Why don't we just do that?
Okay. Well, I came here today. I gave a fuck. I could have went home and bunkered up in the tornado with my family.
I was taking a nap. I set my alarm to get up for this podcast and drove in the rain.
I've been in meetings since 8 a.m., girl. I can't.
You act like Abby and I literally just sit on our ass eating bonbons all day. Like you're the only one with a schedule. Like Abby doesn't get up at 3:30 in the freaking morning every single day.
Listen,
and work.
I'm taking my anger out because my wife doesn't think I work.
Yes, she does.
I don't think
so. Your wife is a badass, so yeah, you gotta keep up with her, I guess.
Cool. She's a badass.
I like rolled my eyes. I didn't
what?
Mean.
What did you? What
I just like rolled my eyes. I don't
Why?
Know.
Why?
I don't know.
About what?
What he was saying.
She's over it.
Because you feel like he doesn't acknowledge the fact that you have a life and a schedule? Is that where you're rolling your eyes at?
Okay. Basically.
You know what sucks is I just posted this thing about the thing and the link doesn't work.
Also, bummer. Anytime we try to get together, my time for coming here is like noon to one.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is like after five. And then he's like, oh, let's do three. Let's do like right in between.
Well, no. So my... Today I moved my schedule around, but I've just been doing a part-time job, and so I'm supposed to be there till 5, and I'm like, okay, I mean, I guess I can ask and I can leave, but also like I start rehearsal next week for Old Dominion, so I'll see you guys in January because I'll be available at night.
Okay, well then everyone listening, hey, we'll see you guys in January.
Yeah,
I'll see you in January. Oh, how was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
It was
mine was great. Mine was fantastic. I went out on Black Wednesday, which was very fun. I had a very fantastic time. And I saw my favorite part about it is that like there were no bachelorettes because nobody's on a bachelorette party the night before Thanksgiving. So it was just like I walk into the bar and I knew all these people and I was like, this is what it's like to feel like you're going to a hometown bar. There was not a sparkly penis in sight and I loved it. I was like, yes, shots on me. And then we did. And then I went home. And then I hosted Thanksgiving at my house. It's the first time I hosted an event at my home. Well, not an event, but a holiday. And I had a great time. I collected my friends that didn't go home for their family Thanksgivings. And we made all the food. We did like a potluck style, so I wasn't stuck making it all. And watched some football. Watched National Lampoon Christmas Vacation. I'm literally speaking and you're making an Instagram video. You're looking at yourself in your phone.
No, the story that we posted, it didn't work. The link didn't work. This link will work. I'll do another one. I didn't like that.
Okay.
I didn't like that one.
You know what? I thought I was crazy when I just, I'm like, yeah, Chuck's just looking at his phone while I'm talking to him. But your friends that came in here, those ladies, they're like, yeah, he's been like that since 2009. And I was like, oh, so it's not just me?
Yes. This is, listen, don't go changing, girl.
I don't need to change. You do.
No, don't try to change me.
I'm not trying to change you. I think you should, though.
No.
You can be you, but it's rude to look at your phone in the middle of someone speaking.
I was doing something with you.
Chuck, I'm talking this one instance in the 4 years.
You were
years,
talking about potluck.
You asked me how my Thanksgiving was. I answered the freaking question.
But I was listening. That was my proof to you that I was listening.
I'm done with you.
I'm sorry. The poor lady over here that we still don't know who she is now actually hearing because we're yelling.
She's not happy. She just gave me
this right eye. Oh, shit.
It's probably because you were joining.
You got to stop yelling.
Stop pissing me off.
We're in a place of work.
Stop being irritating and I won't yell.
Oh, shit. She's on her laptop.
I'm going to choke on my drink.
God.
Anyway,
so great. That's a great. You had a good Thanksgiving.
How was yours?
No, Abby, how was yours?
It was fine.
What did you do?
Nothing. I went to a friend's. It wasn't exciting.
So you did a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, but it just wasn't like that exciting. Like, okay. I wanted to be a family.
Did you?
I didn't go home.
You didn't go home?
It was like $700 for a flight. And I was like, I'm good.
It's expensive.
Thank you.
Where's home again?
Wichita, Kansas. I'm so glad you're learning so much about me, Chuck.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is embarrassing.
Sammy, that was for the people. She's from Wichita, Kansas, everyone. For new listeners out there.
What makes you think we've gathered new listeners? What have we done to engage new listeners?
All right, I will say this.
Other than you screaming on the stage at Woolworth.
I have gotten new That's how you take Mason Shiner? Is that I just scream from the stage?
No, I'm saying you could scream about the podcast on stage. I'm not saying Mason himself. I'm saying other than having that.
Last week, mm-hmm. we had a new podcast and I did a story about it. Well, I have new followers since then. So then the new followers will be like, oh, he's got a podcast? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
See?
They only meet once every 12 weeks. This must be the weirdest podcast ever.
I will say that there are some podcasts out there that...
Don't even finish that sentence. What? Don't even finish that sentence because it's a bold-faced lie. Every other podcast out there meets at least once a week. Minimum.
At least. At least once a month.
Right. We went on a dry spell there for about 12 weeks.
Yeah.
People were DMing me like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm on my couch, bro. I don't know. That's Chuck.
All right. Did you find any news yet? Here's my Thanksgiving. I ate macaroni and cheese for 5 days straight. Okay. I had leftovers in the refrigerator and I ate mac and cheese for 5 days straight.
Why are you sad about this?
Let me tell you something. My bathroom stops lately.
I FaceTimed Chuck on Thanksgiving. He's like, I have to go. And I was like, okay, bye.
Why? That's no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
How did I say it?
First of all, I FaceTimed you and Tucker and Barry picked up your phone. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, hi, Slammy. And I was like,
Slammy.
Hey, Barry. Sorry to not have the right person. But then I spoke to, you know, a little bit of the fam. And then I finally get to Chuck. He's like, all right, I have to go. I'm like, I didn't. Okay, happy Thanksgiving.
No. I said, I said hello to you. Then I turned the phone around. You talked to Brittany. Then you talked to Cassie.
Oh, yeah. They were wearing... I was trying to show you my shirt. And she was wearing the Hey Cowboy hat that I got.
Yeah. The line they put out is awesome.
Oh, Twigs. I got the Make America Cowboy shirt. And then I got the Hey Cowboy beanie. That's my recommendation for anybody out there. I feel like.
I like that shirt.
I just feel like the beanie that says Hey Cowboy is like... First of all, it's brown. Love a brown movement right now. I feel like brown's a new black.
It is.
Yeah. And I feel like brown looks good on blondes. Mm. I'm manifesting that at least. And Brittany and Cassie are blonde. Looks good on them. Might as well look good on me.
Because I think you're right.
Just like them.
I think you're right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, well, listen, love you guys.
Oh, that's it? Okay, see ya.
Well, I mean, we never got any news from Sam.
Well, I have some. I mean,
yeah, let me
talk about it.
Yeah. Like, you give us a topic. What? Just say the topic.
Okay, I like this one. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Jesse James Decker slams comments about her kids' bodies.
Thank you. Great topic to talk about. It, all right, now we're getting someplace, producer Abby.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Okay, to Abby's defense, you asked us like yesterday if we could meet today. So it's not like she had a lot of time to get together.
That's right. She had 24 hours to figure out again, one question.
I forgot. Abby sits at home on her couch.
Listen, I wasn't sure if you'd actually show up. Like, I was waiting for a text today. Right. I can't make
Wait,
enough. Jesse James Decker. Okay, they're in Mexico with their kiddos. And let's just call it Mexico, I'm assuming.
A beach and location.
There's the three of her children are ripped. Like, they are in very, very good shape, but they're very active. They eat healthy. Anyway, she got slammed, even saying that she photoshopped abs on her kids. Jesus so Christ. In response, she sent a video where you can't photoshop the abs on the kids. And they truly are just kids that are in really good shape.
Well, their dad is a professional athlete. Their mom is, she used to be like a cheerleader or something. She takes great care of herself, works out. They live in a healthy, active home.
They have great genetics. And on top of that,
imagine being those kids. Fantastic genetics.
They take care of themselves.
And they're wealthy AF, so they can afford a grocery run.
They can afford Whole Foods.
Oh, must be nice.
And the daughter is a gymnast, too.
Yes. And good. She's great. She's like a real, actually legit.
I low-key used to have those abs, so RIP. She should really revel in that because I used to hate the fact that I had like an 8-pack, and now I'm like, I would kill to have that again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was in phenomenal shape. I was like, I'm stronger than the boys. Now I'm like, I wish I was stronger than the boys. Funny how it changes over time.
That is funny.
But also, honestly, we're going to sit here and nitpick children's bodies. Like, get a fucking job. Are you joking? Oh, these people have abs. What are you, jealous, Susan?
They probably are.
You got off your couch and stopped swiping on your phone. Maybe you'd have abs. And that's how I feel about that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Anyways.
All right, next topic.
Let's see. Well, Thomas Rhett just got his 20th number one. So that's insane.
That's crazy to me. I remember doing shows with Thomas Rhett when he didn't even have a record deal.
Really?
Yes. We did. It was the National Wildlife Turkey Federation. And it was, we did a show together. It was me, Thomas Rhett, and Tyler Farr. And Tyler and Thomas had zero hits. And I had two.
I
remember them looking at me and saying, like, you go last. You go last. You got more hits. You go last. No one knows who we are. They were so like humble, you know, and kind. And, it was just, it's crazy just to know, like, it's just to see them just, especially Thomas Rhett. I mean, geez, 20 number ones.
Has he put out a song that hasn't gone to number one?
I think once he started to have number ones, it was just like one after another. Boom.
I know.
All right. What else you have?
Let's see. Well, Shania Twain releases a deluxe Come On Over album, including duets with Nick Jonas and Elton John and more.
Does she live in Switzerland? Cool. I think she lives in Switzerland.
What?
Does she?
Yeah. I remember doing an interview with Shania Twain. It was on the morning show I used to do. And she had hold music. We're like,
what?
Yeah, well, she called in from Switzerland. This is, and we called her from her house. She was at her house. So
that's how you know you're rich.
They called us, right? And they go, they're like, hey, Shania's ready. And we're like, great. So we're just, she goes, just hold, please, 1 second. And it goes, ba da 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 da. And we're like, does she have hold music at her house?
I feel like if you're Shania Twain, you do.
Yeah, she does. And she picks up, she goes, hello. I'm like, Shania.
Oh, anyway, my God.
Yeah, she's super rich.
That's crazy.
I mean, if you have hold music, that's next level.
I feel like if you're doing interviews from your home, though,
in Switzerland,
you need it. Yeah, you need it.
Yeah. Or maybe it's Sweden.
I feel like Switzerland's so random. I know she's Canadian,
maybe
but like
Sweden. Sweden.
Why wouldn't she just go back to Canada?
I think she lives in a castle. She lives in a castle.
Now you're just
probably.
No, I think she does.
I think she has a unicorn.
I think they got a moat. around their house with alligators. Oh boy. Okay.
Sometimes you sound like Winnie the Pooh and sometimes you sound like Mickey.
Hmm.
Woohoo. Or what's that doughboy thing where you at least like, remember the 90s?
The Pillsbury Doughboy? Yeah.
You poke his belly and you go, woohoo.
Songs about rainbows.
I saw that. Your story or whatever. You're like warming up.
Yeah, I was doing
singing in the seat.
I was doing Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog here coming live from MGM Studios. All right, go ahead.
Have you guys been to GLOW, Brett Eldridge's show?
No.
I wanted to go.
I have, but I not think, this year.
Yeah, this year.
Is that, let me ask you this honest question. For an honest
is
answer.
He hot? Yes. The answer is definitely yes.
All right. Wasn't going to ask that, but okay. Thank you for the information. Is Brett Eldridge, and I love the guy, love him, great singer, but is he turning into just the Christmas guy?
Oh, Mr. Christmas.
I mean, I don't know if he's just the Christmas guy, but he's definitely Mr. Christmas from the country landscape.
Mm.
Like he's the Mariah Carey for country music.
I feel like he's got such his own thing. When ABC does a Christmas special for country music, they don't ask him because he's already got his own thing for Christmas.
Michael Bublé, Mariah Carey, and Brett Eldridge are the three people I think of when I think of Christmas music.
Really? You don't think of Vince Gill and Amy Grant?
Nope.
They're doing the 8-day run at the Ryman Auditorium.
I would imagine.
8 days.
Okay. Do you want to know something though? What? I would imagine that the 10 years in our age difference is the reason for that. Because to me, that song, like, not that I haven't heard that song, but like my parents listened to that.
What song?
Like their songs. I'm saying their Christmas music.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. 90s country music, 90s country Christmas music. I remember, but I feel like that's more nostalgia than it is present day for me.
Mm-hmm.
Could be wrong.
All right. When's the last time?
I like the swankiness of them. Like,
no, he's very Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. When's the last time Brett Eldridge had a hit on the radio?
Recently. He just put out a single not that long ago.
Doesn't mean it was a hit.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's true.
By the way, I'm not hating on Brett Eldridge.
No, I totally understand what you're saying. No.
He's talking like in...
I do think that he's found a lane that he's excelling in. And if he were to continue down that lane, like that's a nice little lucrative little gig he's got. So he works from November to January and then just like coasts on his money from his tour in his velvet blazers. You ever see those blazers
he
wears?
Oof,
crushed velvet.
Oh, you're really into Brett. He's tall too. He's like
I've always been into Brett.
Really? He's like 6'5", maybe.
Yeah, he's tall.
Tall, drink of water.
Yeah.
Saw Matt Stell last night. I went to a birthday party now. Whoa. Jesus. You like Matt Stell, huh?
The thing I like about Matt Stell is that
he's 6'7"?
Yes, but he's super sarcastic. Like mean. But in a good way. I enjoy that.
Really?
I think that's hysterical. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to like spread a rumor that he's like a mean dude. He's a nice dude.
He's just dry sense of humor.
Yeah. He will absolutely say whatever he wants. And I like that.
Do you like some Matt Stell?
I'm not going to say anything.
I found a new crush that I have within the country landscape that I feel like we should just low-key invite him on this podcast whenever we decide to have guests back for real. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to tell you guys because I'm not going to have Chuck Teddy rob me. I'm just going to show up.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm not going to say anything, but I'm just going to like loop it in with the other people that we're going to have on this podcast.
What?
And
Teddy
I'm just going to
like unfollowed me and followed you guys still. So that's what it means to be Teddy robbed.
Oh.
No, to be Teddy robbed is when you bring him in here and then you make it weird.
Sorry.
And then it's a fail.
I'm sorry. That was my bad. I thought it was going to happen. I just felt like you were
You thought it was going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it was a fail. I think that that is way harsh. But I do think that if you...
No, he
doesn't.
Why do you unfollow me?
Because he's... I mean, are we being honest here? Let's go. But I'm saying if this person that I'm talking about that I think is cute and I'm like, oh, I wonder if he would come on our podcast. If you said the things to him that you said to Teddy while I was still here, like the way you did for Abby, I would literally get up and leave the podcast and I would never come back.
Who's this? What's his name?
You are high out of your mind. If you think I will ever even murmur it
no,
to you.
Because
you can
you're saying...
text me. You can text me.
I'll tell you.
What the fuck?
Listen,
I don't want you to ruin this for her.
That's what I'm saying. I have seen the writing on the wall, my friend, and like I don't do well with that.
All right, hold on. This guy is a country artist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is he famous?
He's going to try to guess.
Yeah. I mean, what is... Okay, I don't mean to sound like a dick, but like what does famous mean?
Famous means that people...
People know him.
People
he's had
know
success.
You, people know you because of what you do for a profession.
Sure. Okay, then yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that's where I'm going to draw the line. That's it. He's good looking and I think he's cute. I know nothing about him and I've literally like never even talked to him, but I'm just like, hey.
Newer artist?
Ish.
No, I want to know too.
I want to know.
I'm not going to tell you, so you can keep guessing, but I will lie. I will literally lie to your face.
Yeah, when we get guests back on, then we'll do that.
Maybe we'll circle them in.
2024. Any other news we should
Interesting.
We've been so mean this podcast. It's been really fun. Yeah.
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing, but also it's not like he didn't make his bed. Now he's just sleeping in it.
Right.
Okay.
I'm tired. I could definitely go to sleep right now.
I feel
now.
Like you're falling asleep right now.
Well,
yeah, I know. I mean,
at least you're not making a video about yourself while I'm speaking of my Thanksgiving.
Well, you killed that.
I don't know if there's any other news. Actually, there probably is, but
give me some more stuff.
Did you know Kelsey Ballerini bought her dream house from Casey Musgraves? I did not know that. Just saying.
I don't know.
That was kind of interesting.
I don't know if that's news.
Wait, have you heard Morgan Evans' song?
Yeah, it's great.
It is so fantastic, good. But it rips my heart out because, you know, they're going through a patch for them.
Let me tell
marriage.
You something about Morgan Evans. He's going to be just fine. He's from Australia.
He wasn't going to be fine, Chuck. I'm saying, have you heard the song?
Yes.
It's hard.
It's great. Well, I hope it goes number one.
So do I.
Awesome.
That's number a fantastic one. Song. He deserves it.
I hope he's a huge, huge star.
You want to know what else about that song? Is that if you have been like in an adult relationship ever in your life, I guarantee you at some point someone has felt the way that song speaks. What? That's not English. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
We've all felt that way is what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I feel like that's why it hurts so much.
He's really cute too.
Abby, and should we have him on the podcast?
Yeah, we should.
I won't Teddy Rob you, I promise. We should I'll support not. It. Okay, we shouldn't. Never mind.
He just got divorced like last month, so.
That doesn't mean you have to date him. I'm just saying you could feel him out to see if there's ever a future. Like, what if he sucks and we don't know?
No, I think he's a great guy.
I think he seems very nice. You know what else is an emotional song that's out right now, but I feel like it was added to with the video?
Morgan Wallen?
Yes.
That I said I'm crying?
Yes. That is so precious. And it's not funny, but it's like funny because when all of that stuff blew up about Morgan and we had the podcast and I was just like so nervous to even speak. I couldn't even form words because I was afraid that we were going to get canceled basically. Yeah. All I kept saying was like, think about his mother. Like imagine being his mom. Imagine if everybody was out to get your son like that. That's like all I could think about was her the whole time. People were just ripping into him like he wasn't an actual human being. I was like, imagine being his mom right now. And then this song comes out and then do you see the video?
No.
You should watch it.
Is Kelsey in it?
What are you? This we switched to Morgan Wallen.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about Morgan.
He was doing
the
something.
Other Morgan.
Morgan Wallen.
But you're talking about Morgan Wallen with her. Know. Thought you should know. I heard that on the way in, and that's a great song. As a son to a mom, I love
but
it.
But he's
well.
Like singing to his mom, and then she's like just watching proudly and like singing. It's a real.
But then it has
hug.
Clips of him like as a child.
Yeah, it's really cute.
It's an ovary burner for sure.
Really.
Yeah. They're so cute.
Do you know who he's dating?
He's not really dating her.
You don't think so?
No.
They're just hanging out?
No, I think it's like a whole thing to create drama.
Really?
Unless you know something I don't.
Why is everybody trying to keep it a secret? Like they're trying to protect who's dating someone.
Because it's not my story to tell. I'd be pissed if someone blew like, up my spot that was like, oh, I'm dating this person. It's like, who the fuck are you?
It's just rumors.
It's not your life. Yeah, but it's not my life.
What's
it's
the
not.
Girl's name?
Megan. Is that who you're talking about? Megan Maroney?
Megan Maroney.
Okay.
First of all, love her. I think she's...
I don't really know her. I mean, I love her song.
I love her music. Like she just got signed to Sony.
I know. Of course.
She's talented.
Sony waits until she blows up and they're like, oh, I want to sign you.
Isn't that how it always
that's
goes?
That's how it goes now these days. It does. They don't break anybody. They wait for someone to break and then they sign you.
Isn't like, that the digital age though? Yeah. I feel like, oh, this person has a lot of streams. What are you doing later?
Hey, you're pretty easy to make money off of. You want to sign with us?
Chomp, chomp, chomp. That's a machine chomp.
Then when you fail, it's not our fault.
See you later.
Hit that nail on the head, didn't I?
We need
got that one crushed shitty.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Funny how you couldn't that find funny. That button when we were celebrating my job, but you could find it easily.
I did.
No, we started spreading the news, but yeah, close.
We did have it. I told you we had air horns.
It's Abby fine. Goes. It's fine.
Sorry. Sammy goes, I'm working for Old Dominion. I go,
start spreading.
I'm so sorry.
You know what? I loved it. It was a very unique celebration, and I will remember it forever.
Oh, man.
I can't believe that's the same podcast we've been talking for forever.
I'm sorry.
I just... know. We could split this into
No,
we won't have to come.
Nope. We got to. You know what? Good podcast, guys, come once a week.
Okay. Yeah. You know
what I'm saying?
That's right.
Start spreading the news.
You're spreading rumors.
Okay, I think that's the only news I got for today. This has been a great time. Time to wrap it up.
Abby's got plans.
What's going on?
Like, man? 1 hour is my max, and I'm like,
ugh. Why?
Just got things to do.
Are you still Place working
just
with
to go?
Like who?
People
what?
To see.
Jesus, what is happening, Sammy?
I don't know, but I'm into it, so I'm enjoying it. I hope what she you, keeps going.
Yeah, what's going on?
I got
on?
Nothing. I just have other work to do.
Oh, for what?
For my other job.
What's your other job?
This morning show.
Did
I
you
have
know
to
Abby's
prep.
From Kansas?
I have to prep for the next day. Hi. And I'm from Kansas.
So, hey, let me ask you this. When I say we're going to do a podcast, right?
Yes.
Do you go, oh, I got to prep for it?
No, because we don't know if it's actually going
to
happen.
I used to. So
yes,
hardcore. I had music like loaded.
Yes, she did.
I had news stories.
Yes, she did. I have her
now
back
I'm
on
like,
that.
I just roll in. I'm like, let's see where it goes.
Well, our podcast is going to suffer for it.
No, it won't.
No, it won't.
What do you mean? What do you mean, no, it won't?
What do you mean it's not going to? I think it's been fine today.
That's right. Because you know what?
What songs did we need today?
None. We haven't done any
this
music
isn't gonna
Monday
be on Monday.
Since.
It's not.
Because you need this before Sunday.
Yeah.
To promote your movie thing.
She got you there, buddy.
Anything else?
The price is wrong.
I thought, listen, the price is wrong.
Do you know that movie?
Yeah, Happy Gilmore.
Yes. There we go, Abby.
Woo!
All right, finally. All right, we're going to release this one here tonight, and then we'll see you next week. See you Sunday. I'm going to post the rest.
You started, or you finished the way you started.
I'm sorry.
Love Country, talk to Chuck.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.